Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am here at Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach, Florida. And we are celebrating the release or the news of these new six-pack rings that are edible, biodegradable, and will not kill the marine life that we love to see as divers underwater. Now, we're going to find out all about this cool new invention these guys at this small little brewery in Delray Beach, Florida have developed here, just bitten, and talked to the folks that have discovered this process, and share it with the world here in just a bit. However, I have a who's who of the dive industry here outside the brewery as the train goes by. Perfect timing. We're outside, so there's going to be some weird noise going on, and we have a line of people right now here to break wind. To block the wind here from the dive industry. We got Sue Hamilton from Explore Ventures. Sue, you're
hi.
Thank you. And David, who's Mermaid Tony's better half. David, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yes, and of course we have Mermaid Tony here because she's right up the street. She has her new addition. Mermaid Wrangler. Is he going to be a Mermaid Wrangler or a merman or what?
I think if he's smart, he'll grow up to be a Mermaid Wrangler.
Very good. Okay, so that crew is here. We're catching up with a lot of old friends here from the dive industry. But the dive god is here, of course. How you doing, Neil?
Man, I'm rocking and rolling. What an amazing event. This is going to be so much fun.
Yes, you know, we were just having a great time in Cuba a couple weeks ago, and here we are back together again. Yoel is here. We're going to talk a little bit about Cuba diving, but we literally have a who's who from the dive industry here at the Saltwater Brewery to celebrate this technology. And Peter Hughes is with me. Now, Peter, he kind of like started liverboard diving. You take that flag and run with it or what?
I don't think I can say I started liverboard diving, but I'd like to think my wife and I took it to a new level.
Absolutely.
It perfected,
absolutely. But Peter Hughes is literally a name, a legendary in the dive industry, just like Neil Watson. And if that weren't enough, we got the Captain Slate from Key Largo here, too. Slate, how are you, buddy?
I am okay. I didn't get to bring my pet eel with me, but we're having fun up here, aren't we, tonight?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, no creatures to have a creature feature with yet. But after a few more pints of beer here at the Saltwater Brewery, who knows what he'll be holding in his hand. You hear what I'm saying there, Walt?
Neil? This could be a scary evening.
Yes, it could be.
This could be troublesome.
Yes, you know, there is no diving going on today, but there's trains and there's plenty of brew flowing here at the Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach. So you know, I'm going to say that up front. If you have any complaints about the drinking talk you hear about the celebration of beer that we're going to have here on Scuba Radio today, just save it because I don't care. We're just going to have a fun Scuba Radio happy hour and talk about all things beer and how that drinking beer can actually save the environment. Right, Neil?
You know what? I cannot remember the last time that we assembled the who's who of the diving.
I think I can. It was your birthday.
Probably.
Yes,
probably.
Exactly.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, no agenda. Just coming, having a good time, supporting a good cause. And everybody showed up. I mean, then again, if I had suggested doing this at Butterfly World or the Broward County Library, I probably wouldn't have the attendance as a brewery.
Yeah.
But this is the only event I've ever done where the people showed up early.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, hey, we're going to have a little get-together at a brewery, and there might be some beer at the place, and, you know, other than diving, which It's tough to do a radio show when everybody's underwater enjoying the underwater environment. So this is the best of both worlds. This is like hanging out at the tiki bar after the day of diving.
Kudos to Peter. He's the one that spearheaded this whole thing and said, Neil, there's a product out that is so amazing and so unbelievable and so simple, but yet could change the world. The fishing industry is supporting this thing. The surfing industry is supporting this thing. The diving industry is non-existent. We got to make our mark. Let's put something together.
Absolutely, yeah. And we probably have the most benefit from this new technology that you got, these guys have developed. Do you think, Peter, or what?
I absolutely think so, Greg. And when I found out that I was lucky enough to live merely 5 miles away from this place, when I first saw their YouTube video, I thought, holy crap, this is incredible. And as small as this world is, one of my best friends that was my absolute next-door neighbor in Delray Beach, where I lived for 12 years, happens to be the best friend of Chris, who is the owner of, or the majority shareholder in the Saltwater Brewery, and who is the gentleman that actually thought up and developed the six-pack ring that is not only 100% and very quickly biodegradable, it is edible by marine creatures.
Okay, by marine creatures or by people like you, Neil, and Slate?
I would guess after we've had a few beers here.
Yes, well, we're going to find out. I think we're going to find that out here today.
No menu at the bar. We might start eating the damn rings
with guacamole.
With some guacamole, a little, you know, queso or something.
Yeah. Part of the show. We got to eat one of these.
I think we got to figure out if this is indeed edible for humans as well as marine life. But regardless, it's biodegradable. You know, if you've seen Finding Dory, Dory is actually, you know, entrapped in one of those plastic six-pack rings of death. On Finding Dory, that new movie that's out right now that's doing a great business. But you see that, and this actually could be a solution to literally eliminate that issue for all marine life. And what a cool solution it is, because evidently it's made from the brewing process or the leftover gunk that's left over from brewing beer.
Correct. It's a byproduct from the brewing process. And Chris, our friend, the owner, should be stopping by shortly. He'll give you a lot more details. But as I said, when I saw what was happening and the dive industry hadn't been as involved as I thought it should be, I called the man you got to call, and that's my very dear friend from the last 30-plus years, Neil Watson. And after that, Neil's daughter, beautiful Beth, got involved, and holy cow, we got a party. And what's better than a, you know, I'm losing my train of thought. I guess.
Well, drinking for a cause. That's what it's turned into here, I think. You think?
We're drinking for such a good cause because as divers, we are the ones that see the absolute devastation that these plastic six-pack rings do. And now going from beyond just this small brewery, this thing is going to take off. As I understand and Chris can confirm, some of the biggest companies in the brewing industry are interested in what's going on. So I am just so excited by tonight. I'm so excited to see so many of my colleagues and my best friends here, and I'm so excited to be drinking some damn good beer.
Yes, Saltwater Brewery is where we are in Delray Beach.
I'm convinced if I make the commitment to drink a six-pack a day till my liver gives out,
yeah,
I could save literally thousands.
You have any idea how much marine life you would be feeding?
Beer, but I'm going to do this for the cause.
Yes.
I'm that kind of guy.
That's what it is. This is drinking for a cause. It's a celebration of beer. This isn't scuba radio today. This is beer radio. Yes. We've been doing that for like 19 years, actually. We've just been calling it scuba radio because, you know, we can't do the show and dive at the same time usually. And why not hang out at a brewery and talk about diving?
Beth Watson has showed up. That really kind of like is responsible for a bunch of her groupies and all of that kind of
stuff. This literally came together very much last minute on social media. And, you know, Peter put the word out to Neil, and then it kind of filtered through the dive industry, especially down in South Florida. And literally everybody has been, you know, their social media things have lit up. We got some mermaids showing up. Of course, Tony lives right up the street. Are you going to sport a mermaid tail there with Nico, the little one, or what do you think?
Not so much.
You don't want to?
No, not this.
Sure?
Greg, I just had a baby.
Well, I know. She could do it if she wanted to. She could.
The pressure's on you because if mermaids don't show up, it's Peter, Slate, me.
Yeah.
In mermaid tails.
don't know. What do you think,
that
Tony?
That should ruin your night.
Man, Neil, I haven't seen that since your birthday celebration.
Yeah, well, see, I told you. When was the last time we had this much fun?
It was bad, then it's worse now.
Yes. So that could happen before the end of the broadcast show. We could have some big diving legends and mermaid tales if our regular mermaids don't show. But I can see already we have some that have just shown up to relieve you of these mental images. So hopefully that won't happen. However, you know, just the thought of it is, memorable, I guess. Right, Neil?
You never know.
You never know what could happen. It might just happen just for the hell of it. You just don't know. And what do you think of the beer there, Tony?
It's delicious.
You're a connoisseur.
Recently, I'm trying to be, yes.
Yes. So she enjoys the beer here at Saltwater Brewery. We are going to talk to the guy that runs this establishment. Stuart Cove has just showed up. We got so many people, it's going to be tough to fit them all in. But in between sips of Vice Gold beer, we'll get them right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is this really what you're going to do for the rest of your life?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, hanging around with a bunch of animals, getting drunk every weekend.
No.
I'm going to get drunk every night.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! It's soft! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Yeah, that's what we're doing here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving or drinking today, because we're at Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach, Florida, celebrating the release of the six-pack edible biodegradable rings. We're going to get the lowdown from the owner of this establishment, who literally created this technology from the leftover byproduct of brewing beer. It's pretty cool stuff. But it really is a who's who of the dive industry. And we're going to get to more with Neil Watson, Stuart Cove, Peter Hughes, Lad Atkins from Reef is here. Oh, my gosh, there's so many people. It's It's going to be fun. And as they get more socially lubricated at this happy hour event today, I have a feeling we're going to get some radio gold, as we say in the biz. But first, let's start off with the man. Of course, when I come to South Florida, I always stay at the Gomez Hilton, the home of Captain Walt DeMartini, who's with me right there. Captain Walt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Listen, I heard that there was some new music, some new beer songs that would be associated with this program or impending program.
Well, the one we just played, I have no doubt it's going to show up on Margaritaville anytime. But that's a whole other thing. But, yeah, we got a few special tunes today on Beer Radio as we celebrate, well, beer. Because, you know, it's because of the byproduct of beer that we have these edible and biodegradable six-pack rings. So you are participating in the festivities, sampling this saltwater brew. How is it taste to you?
It's fantastic. It's the best beer I've had all day.
Well, there you go. That is a that's a pretty good testimonial. Now, Keith is with me here, Keith Gardner. He is a South Florida diving guy. He just hears all the time. He hangs out with all the industry folks. He's been running charters back in the day. Now he just comes to events like this to kind of hobnob with the big guys and maybe to sample some beer. You're here to drink for a good cause. Am I right, Keith?
Well, I'm here to drink anyway, and I hadn't seen these guys in years.
You didn't need an excuse, is what you're saying.
I really didn't need an excuse, but this is a good excuse. I haven't seen these guys in a long time. It's very good to see all of them.
It is.
And that's for a good cause.
It is. You know, it's a win-win all the way around. Now, how could I come to South Florida and hang out at a brewery without my partner in crime when it comes to drinking? You know, when we're not diving, you know, it has a tendency to, I don't know, Captain Cocktail and Liquor Boy have to make an appearance at some point. I don't know how that will happen here at the Saltwater Brewery there, Jeff, because we are sticking with brew, with beer.
Well, you know, Greg, first let me say, I don't always drink beer. But when I do, it's Saltwater Brewery.
Well, there you go. Now you do, because they're the ones responsible for this new technology. This really is
Stay thirsty, my friends.
That's it. That's it.
Hopefully I don't get sued on that.
I don't
Trademark,
think so.
Trademark.
We don't care about that kind of stuff.
We don't care.
Yeah. But, what do you think of this brew?
Oh, my God, it's good. This is my first one, and I've never had a beer in a brandy sniffer before.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm holding my finger out automatically. I don't know why.
It's like you're drinking a cocktail, even though that's beer.
Exactly. I feel like I'm in Cuba drinking fine rum. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
It does.
It's a nice Belgium ale with a golden tint to it.
Very nice. They got several different types of brew there that you're going to have to sample throughout the evening tonight, right?
Of course. Yeah. It's our job to sample all of these. Since that guy stole our show, Three Sheets, that guy.
Yes,
He stole our show.
That Zane
Greg.
Lamprey dude,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he stole our show. I mean, that was us.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start
that.
A new one called Beer Radio, or today Beer it's Radio. Beer Radio, at least for a day.
Yep.
And we're not diving, so we can talk a little bit about diving, but we can also talk about this cool beer. And by the way, isn't it kind of neat that it's right here in your backyard in South Florida?
Oh, absolutely.
That this little small-town brewery in Delray Beach, Florida, has developed this technology that literally could save the world.
You know what? That is extremely impressive to me that they have created something that people should have thought of 20 years ago. You got these big companies, won't mention any of their names, but
Anheuser-Busch, hello, wake up, Anheuser-Busch,
exactly.
Let's go,
all of you.
Yeah.
And here's a simple technology that could save a lot of the environment, but yet, we're not going to do it because it costs a little bit more money.
Well, we can get more players to participate in the process, and this is what we'll find out from the owner that developed this new technology.
Absolutely.
What is the magic number? How many people do they got to get on board to start making this, these edible, biodegradable rings to make it financially, feasible to compete with those plastic six-pack, rings of death?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say if they make it taste like pretzels, they got a home run.
Well, we're going to find out later. You're going to be
drink
on the sample.
Drink your beer, eat your ring thing. And,
well, we got some.
You're all good,
supposedly, it's edible for marine life and people like Captain Cocktail after he's had a few too many.
A few too many. I'll eat anything. It don't matter.
Well, Neil already told me that it's not outside of the realm of possibility for him to eat a dog treat after a few beers anyway. I figure it can't be any worse.
I don't know where you heard that, but not sure.
Radio Gold is coming our way, I have no doubt. As more people get socially lubricated here at Saltwater Brewery, it is going to be quite an event. But let's talk a little bit about the diving down here, because
you
have some huge news with that, I don't know, can we call it officially? The Lady Luck, the casino wreck, they're getting ready to sink here in a couple weeks.
Sir, we're like 27 days out and counting. I mean, if you want to follow along, you go to shipwreckparkpompano.org. You can follow along, find out how you can get involved. Find out about all the functions. We have a party Friday night before the sinking on Saturday. We want everybody to come out to that.
And that's like, what, the 24th or 25th of July?
22nd is the party, and the 23rd we're going to drop her down.
All right. And that's really the weekend before Bugfest, the Florida spiny lobster season. Am I right?
That's correct. We're going to do a little wreck diving before we do a little bug diving. And, you know, we still are a little short, thanks to our friends in New York. They shorted us out a little bit, but we need a few dollars. So if you can go to our website, shipwreckparkpompano.org, and help us out, that'd be much appreciated.
Well, there you go. And what's cool about this wreck, first of all, how big is this thing they're going to sink off the coast of Pompano here, Jeff? How big?
She's 324 feet long, and we're putting a mock casino on the deck that people are not going to believe when they see it. The artist that did a lot of the, he's done Disney, he's done Daytona 500, he's a well-known artist, he's created an unbelievable faux casino to go underwater that'll sit on the deck. You'll be able to swim down, sit at the table, and have an octopus dealer do craps for you, or sit with a bunch of card sharks.
And wait a minute, so there's like an underwater sculpture of an octopus dealing cards underwater on the top of this wreck that they're going to sink off of Pompano?
No, Greg, he's the craps dealer.
It's a craps dealer.
He's a craps dealer. Of course.
Of course.
All right.
Multiple hands, you know.
There's slot machines, God knows what. It's going to be cool. Yep. And so that's coming here in a couple weeks, so you got that to look forward to. But we got more coming up from the Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach, Florida, next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach, Florida. Now I'm hanging here with Mermaid Tony. It's been a long time since we've had Tony on the air, and this is just great timing because we're having this big dive industry event. It's a great opportunity for her to get back and meet a bunch of people she hadn't been able to hang with recently, because she has this whole family thing, a new baby, and all, and working full time. She became like a real contributor to, you know, the
society.
Not that you weren't before, but it's good to see you again, Tony.
Oh, it's good to see you too, Greg. I only came for the beer. Let's get that straight.
Okay, of course. And, well, and to hang with people like Frazier here, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and that Frazier, you know, you were the one who actually, you know, he does all this great underwater video, high def, red cameras, crazy quality, Shark Week, Good Morning America. If you've seen underwater
we just
footage.
We just had Good Morning America piece with Stuart Cove.
Yeah.
And it aired this morning.
But that paled in comparison to filming Mermaid Tony's proposal, I guess, down there in Key Largo. Am I right?
Mermaid Tony and David's engagement was amazing.
It was.
It was kind of a surprise for him.
Yeah.
So it was actually tricky because David had called me and said, Frazier, he says, how about coming out? Tony had not a clue. And I just happened to be on site to film asking her to marry.
Yeah, that worked out pretty good for you, it looks like, Tony.
Man, it was awesome. I had no idea. He was just there filming the sunset.
Right.
Right. Would you like me to take a couple pictures of you guys in front of the sunset? And then, will you marry me?
There you go. And here we are a few years later. She has a new little bambino hanging out with her and while she's drinking. She has to go back to work tomorrow. That kind of blows for her, doesn't it, Fraser?
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's great to see her, isn't it?
She's absolutely great. It was good to give her a hug and meet the new baby and see David again. So it's all good.
Yes, one big mermaid happy family they got down here in South Florida. And Tony, it's always good to see you. I'm so happy for you.
Aw, thanks. It really was good to see you too.
Well, there you go. All right, we got that much in. All right, we're going to talk to the guy who made these six back rings that are edible and biodegradable next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Here at Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach. But hey, it's okay. It's the dive industry. This is what we do when we're not diving. We're talking about diving and things to make our diving better. And definitely the folks here at Saltwater Brewery have done just that. I'm with Captain Slate. Slate, you're having a good time?
I'm having a great time. I can't believe this is like a Damon show, but better.
It is. Or a Neil Watson birthday party or something.
We even brought Stuart Cove in. From the Bahamas.
Yeah, Stuart, how are you, buddy?
Man, couldn't be better. So nice to be here with all my jacks.
Oh, your what?
My jacks, my friends.
Okay, jacks. I don't know. What is this? Bahamian chat? What is that lingo?
It's a Bahamian thing.
Okay, all right. Well, it's good to see Stuart. He is fresh from Shark Week. A lot of the footage you see on Discovery Channel last week was from Stuart Coase. And Stuart, it's great to see you. That you popped over from the Bahamas. Of course, Peter Hughes, the man, the myth, the legend. You know, Neil's partner in crime for this little event. Neil, Pete, you're having a great time, aren't you?
I'm having the time of my life, pal. It's
enjoying the beer?
Good to drink the beer, especially with all my friends from the dive industry.
So absolutely.
Not often we get together like
this. This is so true. And, of course, we've got Lad Atkins from Reef. Lad, how you doing? Good to see you again. Just a couple weeks ago we were in Cuba. But this might be a little better.
Yeah, this is like a reunion after the big trip.
Absolutely. You know, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Yoel is down there sipping some of this brewski. And celebrating the development of this six-pack ring. Now, we got Chris. Now, Chris, you are the man behind the madness of the Saltwater Brewery. Am I right?
Yes, sir. I am. It's an honor to be around such avid divers and watermen.
Yes. Well, these are living legends for sure. I'm humbled as well. But, you know, they're coming together because they wanted to draw attention to what you have created. And it's truly an amazing thing. The video up on your website, and we'll have a link to it at scubaradio.com if you haven't seen this already. But just Google Saltwater Brewery, and you can find out what we're talking about. But these edible and biodegradable six-pack rings literally could change the world for marine life and you know, the things that we love to see as divers. Is that what inspired you to create this this technique that you've developed, or what?
Absolutely. I mean, from the inception of Saltwater Brewery, our whole passion, our mission has been to kind of unite our passions between beer and the ocean. And we realized if we're going to work, we're going to work for something we love. And those are the two things we love to have. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, divers drink like fish, and I don't think that's a coincidence. But you have combined two things that definitely, that we can relate to, for sure. And the thing is, these plastic rings of death. I mean, I mentioned it. They're featured on Finding Dory in the movie right now, where she gets entrapped in one of these things. And you see the news. You see the pictures of turtles choking on the plastic. It's been a problem that has plagued the world and the waterways of the world for years and years and years. And so, I mean, how did this happen? Did you go on a mission like you wanted to develop this? It was just an idea you came up with, or what?
So it came together as a collaboration of efforts between ourselves and a company called We Believers. They're a co-creation advertising house, and they came up with a seaweed-based edible six-pack, and they came to us and kind of told us about it. So we sat there and loved the idea and really kind of went through some iterations and started to think about it and the scalability. And we realized that only on the ocean and close to the ocean could the breweries kind of support that idea. We started actually one morning when we were filming, talking about everything. We basically saw that we had been doing spent grain and pushing it out the door, and we were frustrated because the guy didn't come pick it up. And so
wait, what is that? A byproduct from brewing beer, or what is that?
Absolutely. So there's four ingredients in beer. There's water, malted barley, or wheat, and hops and yeast. So the second step is basically the malted barley and wheat. We have a bunch of leftover wet
gooey mess. A big gooey mess was sitting there on the floor, and you're like, hey, what can we do with this? And make something good out of it.
Indeed. So what we try to do is be as efficient as possible. We looked at, right now we work with different farmers and cattle ranchers and try to get it out there, and it spoils within 3 days. So it's got a shelf life and a timeline. Most try to put it in silos to contain the horrible smell, but we've decided that we looked at it to dry it out and try to use it as a fiber for some sort of packaging. And we worked with a couple different companies, and Telekia, actually, based out of Mexico. We looked all over the world. These guys were the best at sustainable products, and they're the only ones that could really serve what we needed. We all worked together, so this is a global effort to really help the whole world. So it's just it's a matter of finding the right technology to eliminate as much plastic in the ocean as possible.
Right. So you take this byproduct from the brewing process here at Saltwater Brewery, and then you send it to these other guys that package it up for you? Is that what's going on? Are you guys doing it yourself here in Delray Beach or what?
Well, we were initially doing it here with the initial prototype. We used a 3D printer and a couple molds and a hydraulic press. But after a couple, about 50 different presses, it broke. So it wasn't an efficient process and a very costly one, but it was a proof of concept. And with that, we worked together and we looked at inox aluminum steel molds that had high 4 tons of pressure with steam capabilities that basically it solidified the material so it's a lot more rigid. And then that way it has actually a coat on it too that has the properties to be hydrophobic. So after
You're talking Spanish to me. Hydrophobic, what do you mean?
So basically, it repels water for a couple of days.
Okay, got it.
And then after...
I'm just doing that for the rest of the people listening. They may not know what you're saying, Chris.
No worries,
I'm that conduit. You hear what I'm saying?
To keep the humidity down. Like, if it goes in and out of a cooler, it goes into an ice bucket or out.
It'll just turn into a big gooey mess again before it's supposed to.
Exactly. So it's about 1 to 2 days of that, of high 100% humidity before it starts to break down. And then 21 to 45 days for full breakdown. And no matter where it is, whether in the water or on land. So it's really a quick process. It's just, it's the natural fibers. And it's not going to hurt the marine life. So you can look at the alternative as having your son eat a Sour Patch Kid versus a Lego. You're going to have to go to the hospital if he eats the Lego. But if he eats the Sour Patch Kid, it's just not healthy for him.
Yeah, and the dentist is going to hate him and that kind of thing. Exactly. However, it's very fibrous, so it'll be like, it'll make him regular, make him go.
Exactly. So it's not going to obstruct his way of living.
Very nice. That is cool. All right. So this is biodegradable, as you said, after what, 120 days, you figure there about?
No, about 20 to 45 days, depending on the 100% humidity content. So there are, if it gets soaked and lasts, it will fall apart, but that's kind of our plan. We don't want it to, if you're storing it that way, you've got problems on us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, you don't want it to soak it in water, but if it's in ice for a few hours, it's going to be fine for a few days for that matter.
Even low humidity for a long level, it's just 100% submersion after a 24 to 48
hours. All right. And so it'll biodegrade, but it is edible by all the marine life. It's just like some kind of fibrous cookie kind of thing. Is it something that the dive god could nibble on too, or would you not recommend it?
If you're stuck out on a raft, I would say go for it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I would not.
It ain't going to be like getting a six-pack of beer with a free extra thing of nachos or anything.
I've been asked for Cheetos additions and Doritos, and we're not there yet, but hey, you never know.
Neil told me yesterday at some other place we went to here in South Florida.
One of the biggest questions we had is like, is this human edible? I mean, is this like, you have your six-pack of beer and a... And your chip
a nibbler.
You nibble on your biodegradable
starter, little appetizer.
I don't think that's really what it's for, but It could happen.
If you drink enough saltwater brew, God knows you could eat it and it won't kill you.
Hey, it might just help you out at the end. So
help you out through the end,
after
I think.
Yeah. I said, after all, we are divers, so we can always use them as emergency life raft provisions. Drink the beer, and then if you don't get rescued, you still have food to eat.
Absolutely.
But the beautiful part, and I love the video that advertises it, that the turtles can eat them. And how many of us divers are on the bottom, either pick them up or own wrapped turtles and fish from those?
Right.
Every day we see it, and it's a wonderful thing. And, of course, only divers see that. You throw it overboard, it ends up on the bottom. That's where
exactly.
We are.
We've seen so many of
so
those
many
six
dead
back
animals from
of
plastic containers.
Yeah.
Kudos to Peter Hughes. I mean, Peter spearheaded this thing. And, I mean, Stuart flew over from the Bahamas to be here. I mean, we have the who's who of diving supporting this effort. And Peter called me and said, Neil, this is the coolest thing. This is the most environmental friendly thing I've ever seen in years. The fishing industry is behind it. The surfing industry behind it. What the hell happened to the diving industry? We have to make an impact here.
Yep.
So we put this gig together. And we have literally, I mean, I haven't seen an industry event with the who's who of diving in the last 20 years that we have here at Saltwater Brewery tonight.
Well, you know, we're the ones that are seeing the damage these plastic rings of death are doing underwater. We're the ones who see it. We could be the ones to help promote it accordingly. And we're going to tell you how you can make a difference yourself next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Join divers around the globe for the second annual PADI Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 16th. Women, share a dive with your sisters and scuba friends. Men, introduce your female friends and family to the sport you love. Visit PADI.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's PADI.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hell yeah, I like beer. It gets me grinning from ear to ear. Not just every now and then. I'm talking 365 days a year. I can do it around the clock. I don't like it just a little, oh, I like it a lot, even hot. Hell yeah, I like beer.
Cut the small duck and give me
right place because we're at Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach, Florida, celebrating the release of the six-pack rings that are edible, biodegradable, and just awesome. I mean, for marine life and for divers, because it won't harm the marine life that we want to see underwater. Now, Chris is the guy who has developed this technology. It's pretty cool. Now, you just got back from where? Like France or someplace and got a big award or what, Chris?
Yeah. We just got back from the south of France, actually. We got invited and we submitted for a Cannes Lion Innovation Award. And we got gold in that, so it was pretty awesome to go up against some really big names, basically. Everyone else was a multinational company but us.
That is so cool. So, I mean, this whole thing is taking off big time around the world. So, obviously, we want to support it. That's why we're here as the dive industry. We thought, hey, let's bring the team together and at least let all the other divers that we know what's going on with this. And hey, is there anything we can do other than drink your beer? Is that what you'd tell them to do? Find some saltwater brewery beer and start drinking heavily, and you'll save the world.
I mean, you can be an advocate for the ocean. You can go out and kind of protest single-use plastics. Next time a straw is put in your drink, make sure you try to stop them the time after that. Think about it. Be conscious. You can go ahead and cut up every six-pack plastic holder that you know of. Try to go and make it an effort. It's all about caring, about making the people give back. We'll make it as available as possible. It's about you buying it and making it a standard.
Yeah, just put your money where your mouth is. If you see this technology showing up on the store shelves, holding your six-pack together, your favorite brew, if it has this type of six-pack ring, you should buy that as opposed to the one that's still using plastic, right?
Absolutely. On top of that, we're really advocating for governments that really help protect the environment. They have a lot of budget that goes back to cleaning it up, but why not go to the source and stop it at the beginning?
Yeah, I love it, because you're making it out of this stuff that you guys are discarding anyway, pretty much, you said. So it's just sitting there, and you've created an amazing technology to just take this gooey mess and turn it into something productive that the marine life actually, is it good for them? I mean, if they eat it, is it like real food that they can eat and live on and that kind of thing? Or
it definitely has proteins and some nutritional value. It's more so, we don't recommend that they get used to it. As of right now, there's a lot of fish actually getting used to the plastic.
Now, will they start eating it and then, run into a coral head because I'm drunk?
Yeah. No, nothing like that.
Doesn't have that effect on it.
No. Okay. So the idea is that it's just fiber-based protein value that it will go through and it will go into the body, but it won't give them as much nutrition as their normal diet would. So
right. But it's something that they can nibble on. It won't hurt them. Or it'll just dissolve in the water itself and it'll be all good.
Indeed. And just go back into the environment and become part of the ocean ecosystem.
Yeah, the suds gives a whole new level to beer suds, I guess, right? Or meaning?
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, now, and this is just the beginning. The technology you were telling me at the break is not just being developed for, six-pack rings, but you can take that material and turn it into cardboard boxes or replace cardboard with it or something to that effect?
I mean, that's the idea, is to make everything as biodegradable, edible, and compostable as possible. And right now we're trying to just change the packaging industry. I think we've kind of set a new standard and created a little wake in the water to really keep people thinking and make them conscious to make a different choice and support the new age of packaging. So
nice. That is so cool. Now, do you have any of these yet? Or, everybody downstairs here at the brewery is like, hey, I want to see one. I want to eat one.
The amount of people that have already said that, we're out. And that's the idea. As of now, we're scaling for a whole new production size. We were just planning on doing ourselves and making enough for ourselves with our own process.
Right.
But as of now, we have a whole global supply to really focus on it.
So you're brewing your beer and the leftover, what do you call the goo that's left over?
The byproducts.
Byproducts, okay. So you have so many people that want your byproduct to use this process to package your own six-pack rings. You can't keep up with the demand already, is what you're saying.
The size of this change is really global, and it's a global effort. We have people in Asia, Australia, South Africa, Europe, Latin America, all over.
So really, is what divers can do right now is go to Saltwater Brewery, look at the video, share it with everybody they know, and then some, and drink as much of your beer as possible.
On top of that, also, don't support single-use plastics and really start to to look out for these type of packaging changes. I hope we're not the only ones doing it. And I really hope other people get on board. It's a global effort. So,
yeah, what do you think, Neil?
Now, you know, on top of the environmental issue, the beer rocks. Right? I've tried to go through the whole list, and I'm only about a third there. But I don't know where it's distributed. I don't know where you can buy it. I don't know where it's online. But the beer is amazing. So in addition to, you know, the environmental issue, the beer is amazing.
Don't worry, I'm driving tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you're giving these divers a reason to drink, which is a whole other can of worms that we're going to have to deal with some other technology. You hear what I'm saying, Chris?
Yeah. So we're distributed all throughout Florida right now. We're really kind of pushing into all the major markets. We're talking to Publix. We're looking at doing a couple hundred stores with them. We're in Winn-Dixie's, Total Wine, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, a bunch of different ones. So we're really getting out there. ABC, we're trying to, you know, really change the game, and hopefully our edible six-pack will be in all those stores soon enough.
That is so cool. All right, that is 1 hour here at the brewery. As the show progresses, it's going to get more interesting as the dive industry gets, as we say, socially lubricated. So stick around. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. However, this week we're celebrating beer. Stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.